I'm Alan Lytle with the WUKY News Black History Month in-depth report. For years, people from all over the world have been coming to Ashland, the Henry Clay Estate, to learn more about the 19th century politician known to history as the Great Compromiser. But starting in 2020, they've also been exposed to the not-so-virtuous side of this famous Kentuckian.
Over the course of his lifetime, Henry Clay owned over 60 people, and he enslaved at least 122 men, women, and children.
Henry Clay, popular statesman and slaveholder.
Many of whom would have been purchased just a few miles away in Cheapside as chattel or property.
Traces is the only known guided slavery tour in the entire state. Ashley Smith is director of the local group Black Soil, Our Better Nature, which, along with UK 19th century history professor Amy Taylor, consulted on the project.
We focused on engaging the community, seeking out a descendant community, finding folks who could trace their lineage back to Ashland. We conducted a listening session, and a gentleman actually showed up with new artifacts that the estate hadn't even, you know, seen before, gotten their hands on. And since we've started this conversation, more and more content, materials, and archival resources have begun to emerge.
Using historic artifacts, documents, and multimedia, the tour aims to trace the stories of the enslaved people who lived at Ashland, centering on one particular family, Aaron and Charlotte Lottie Dupuy, and their children, Charles and Mary Ann.
With Aaron showing up on Henry Clay's account books for the first time, he's only 11 or 12 years old. At 18 or 19, he meets a young enslaved woman named Charlotte, who at also 18 or 19 was working in a tailor shop in downtown Lexington. They fell in love, they wed, and they would spend the rest of their lives together.
In fact, Charlotte later unsuccessfully sued Henry Clay for her freedom, a full 28 years before the Dred Scott case. Another highlight of the tour is an audio reenactment provided by Lexington actor and vocal performer Whit Whitaker of an 1846 speech given by Louis Richardson, who escaped Ashland and fled to Canada, refuting the popular conception of Clay as a, quote, kind master.
It has been said by some that Clay's slave had rather live with him than be free, but I had rather this day have a millstone tied to my neck and be sunk to the bottom of Detroit River than to go back to Ashland and be his slave for life. Henry Clay had me stripped and tied up, and 150 lashes given me on my naked back. The crime for which I was so abused was, I failed to return home on a visit to see my wife on Monday morning, before 5 o'clock. My wife was living on another place, 3 miles from Ashland.
Ashland curator Eric Brooks and tours and education manager Cameron Walpole say Traces fulfills a desire to give voice to the voiceless and tell a more complete story of the Clay legacy.
So many people seem to be very responsive to this, to feel that it was deeply necessary, to be amazed at some of the information that we have, and that we were willing to go to some of the places we went. Because I think there are a lot of people out there that might have thought Ashland would never do some of the things that we've done.
I think people are thinking about this, they're talking about it around their dining room tables, and I think there's a hunger out there for this kind of background, this context.
Again, Ashley Smith.
How can this be a tool to help institutions, city officials? We're grappling with a lot of things on an equity basis and institutional and systemized issues. Come here to understand the beginnings. The beginnings of how systems are upheld and fostered and supported. And then from there, using history as our teacher to inspire a better future, we must make some changes.
The Traces Slavery at Ashland tour is offered at 1 p.m. Tuesday through Friday, weather permitting. Additional information is available at the Ashland Henry Clay Estates website or at our website at wuky.org. For WUKY News, I'm Alan Lytle.